The poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia with a Russian nerve agent happened 5 months ago. But Russia is feeling the consequences now. Moscow is not pleased, but has responded cautiously to the new round of U.S. sanctions.
It is still too early to talk about countermeasures until we have concrete and official information. Generally speaking, we consider the alignment of new restrictions, which we consider illegal, with the Salisbury case absolutely unacceptable.
The announcement shook Russia's economy, with the ruble dipping to a two-year low, and shares of Aeroflot and other Russian companies fell. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have clearly laid out U.S. policy toward Russia.
We'd like to have a better relationship with the Russian government, recognizing that we have a lot of areas of mutual concern. It is a major country. We are a major country as well. And so when you have that, you are forced to have conversations with other governments. And sanctions is a way that we can try to encourage better behavior on the part of a government.
Some analysts agree that sanctions can impact a government's behavior.
I think more importantly, it sends a real deterrent signal that if Russia or any country pursues the use of chemical or biological weapons against foreign nationals or even its own citizens, or former citizens in this case, then that there will be a price to pay for that.
But Simakovsky says the U.S. is sending mixed signals to Moscow with tough sanctions, following what some viewed as an overly conciliatory stance by Trump toward Putin at last month's summit. Cindy Shane, VOA News, the State Department.